Let's start here, in downtown Juneau, at a wine tasting for the local League of Women Voters. The group bills itself nonpartisan, and there are a mix of political ideologies, but let's just say a lot of the attendees are voting blue. Jenny Del Rosario could be an exception. She says the recent polls for Alaska are reflecting that this race is unorthodox.
Hillary has been in politics for a long time, and Donald Trump is the, what do you call, the card.
Del Rosario is a registered Republican and says she's undecided, but she's also leaning toward Trump. Why? She points to the recent presidential race in her former home, the Philippines.
I've been following our political arena in the Philippines, and our president is unpredictable. But the thing is the sincerity in his heart. What is really he's going to do, really?
Filipino President Roberto Duterte is extremely controversial, but Del Rosario says he gets things done.
There's something there that needs to be done. Who's got the, you know, that can have to fix it? It's not really fix it, but somebody that has the, I don't know, you just say the guts.
One issue Del Rosario is passionate about is affordable health care. She calls Clinton a good lady, but doesn't think she will bring change. Many of the other people at the wine tasting are decidedly against Trump. Betty Steidoff is sitting at a table in the back with her three friends. They all work in healthcare, and they are mostly voting for Hillary Clinton.
Hillary stands for children and women in our country, has always been strong and admirable, and I am so proud to be a woman in Alaska that supports her. And I think that Alaskans are smart, and that's why this race is close in Alaska. They're not buying, you know, the Kool-Aid on this guy and what he's offering the country.
Bob Weiss is a Republican, but he will vote for Clinton.
I would support most of the people that will run for the Republican Party, but not Trump. I think he's kind of a blowhard, to tell you the truth.
There are also some third-party voters and some undecideds, but the crowd seems to favor Clinton. About 15 minutes down the road, Trump hopeful Don Kubley is attending an open house for Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski. Kubley is a registered lobbyist for Alaska Independent Power Producers Association and Juneau Hydropower. He wants it to be clear his opinions are his own and have nothing to do with Senator Murkowski. He says the polls are reflecting fallout from a 2005 video of Donald Trump making lewd comments about women and allegations he faces of sexual assault.
He was at a normal place in the polls before the controversy about the ladies. And, you know, there's no doubt this has had an impact, especially on women.
But it hasn't changed Kubley's decision to vote for Trump. He says he wants to get back to the issues.
I want to get past this locker room stuff and, you know, junior high talk back and forth. You did this, I did that. To me, it's all about the economy of the United States, bringing jobs back, and what's going to happen in the future, especially with the Supreme Court.
Kubley believes Trump still has a chance to win because of issues with Hillary Clinton's candidacy. He accuses her of theft and using her position as Secretary of State to line her and her husband's pockets. Kubley also thinks Clinton will not do any favors for Alaska.
She doesn't want to open up ANWR. She doesn't want to build pipelines. She shut down Keystone. How is that possibly going to help our pipeline?
He says Alaska needs jobs and additional state revenue to improve its economy, things he doesn't believe Clinton will deliver. Tom Dawson is an independent. And he won't vote for Clinton, period.
If Trump is still there when the time comes, he'll get my vote. If it's not Trump, if something else happens between now and then, it'll probably be that the next person, whether it's an independent or a Republican.
Dawson thinks Trump is doing better than most people think. He believes the mainstream news media is skewing the polls and reporting disproportionately negative news about Trump.
And because they're so heavily for Clinton, you don't get the benefit of the doubt there.
He says there are more problems with Clinton that the news media won't report. When asked to name specific issues, he said you only had to watch the debates. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.